There was a lumber potter there. His name was Quinn. And he had a boy about 12, 14 years old. And he had tried to bring him up to be a good boy. But he says, if any boy picks on you, he says, you trim him. If you don't, he says, I'll trim you when you get home. So we were sitting on the steps, him and I were talking. And I noticed the boys was getting into a mix-up out here in front of us a few rods away. And I noticed that he was watching awful close. And they got into a bout there. And this boy slipped away. He didn't mix up into it, you see. And when it was over, his father called him to him and he says, you remember what I told you? Yes, the boy says. Well, he says, why didn't you mind me? Well, I'll tell you, Dad, it doesn't hurt so bad when I run.
It doesn't hurt so bad when you run. That's pretty good.
Well, sir, I laughed over that to Quinn after the boy was gone. And he laughed about it, too.
A lot of truth in what he says, eh?
That's the point, you see.
Yeah, a lot of truth in what he says. Yeah, let's see. Now, do you recall Sallings at all? Did you go there at all?
Oh, not to mount anything.
You don't recall
that? I was in that locality some.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall the town at all, what it looked like, or in the early days?
Well, it was just a few houses
just
there.
Just a few houses.
Just a few houses, that was all along the railroad track.
Mm-hmm. It used to be Bagley before that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it moved there? Did it? They told me it was at the end of the lake here one time, Bagley. Right at the end, or would it be in that same area? Been right at that same area.
No, and I have no knowledge of anything being up to the end of the lake.
At the end of the lake, eh?
But a few houses or cabins, I'm only one or two at that.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody around the end of the lake, around the west side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, they filled in the east side pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to going over, and they got as much over on the west side now as they have on the east, I guess. Maybe more.
How about Louis Jensen? Could you tell me a little bit about him? I mean, what you can remember about him? I haven't got too much. I mean, generally, you said you talked with him and you knew him pretty well.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Could you give us a little description of him? Or
just
your own opinion of what he was like and what you...
Nationality, he was Swedish.
He was Swedish.
Mm-hmm. And he was a quick moving acting fellow, quick to think. He didn't have to stop to think what he was going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a man that was right up and up. You knew when you were talking to him that he was going to, things were going to go just as he said.
Mm.
He would do as he agreed. Now, I can't think of much more.
Mm-hmm.
I think that gives you an idea of the kind of a man that that he was.
He had some extensive holdings here, didn't he? He must have had...
Well, he had lots of land. He bought up lots of timber.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you how much. He wanted me to go in and buy for him, work for him, but I never tried it. He had... The reason that he wanted to get me to go in and buy for him, he says, these other fellows, he says, they're cheating me.
Mm. He built quite a nice home out here at the golf course, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, he had a nice home. But he was a pleasant man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he done me a turn that would prove the honesty of the man.
Mm-hmm.
I had 40 acres, supposed to be hemlock land, swamp land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut the hemlock bark, peeled the bark off of it, and the logs wasn't worth much at that time. They laid there for quite maybe 3-4 years.
What did you use the bark for?
Tanning.
tannies.
They had a tannery. It's Sheboygan.
They had a tannery at Sheboygan. I was wondering, but that's a tan bark then that you get from hemlock.
Mm-hmm. So, I lumbered the tan bark. I got the bark off first. And then, of course, there was other stuff, other timber onto it. Some pine and black ash, basswood. And it was a tax title, 40. When I bought the 40, I got just a quick claim deed, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that there was something back onto it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never bothered my head.
Mm-hmm.
And Jensen bought this hemlock, down timber, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened down to Lansing and he looked it up. And I met him on the train. And he says, I looked up that 40 of yours up there. He says, it's only about $6, he says, against it.
Hmm.
Now, he says, if you want me to, he says, when I'm down there, I'll get it all straightened out. And we'll send you the deed.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Now, you
get the idea. Mm-hmm.
You get the idea that he was trying to do
what was right. Yeah.
What was right.
Mm-hmm. He moved out of this area. You said he went into the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, that's as I remembered.
And then I recall you said that you met him years later in Bay City, was it?
No, that was
Buell. That was Buell.
Buell.
Mm-hmm. Jensen, you don't know what happened to him after
no,
that?
No, I do not. I never heard of him.
If he was buried in this area or somewhere else?
No, I never heard a thing about it.
I'll have to check back and see if I can find it. Well, that's good. We like to have some information on him. Now, Buell, we already have information. I think we talked about Buell last time.
You wouldn't. You could get Buell anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew him.
Everybody knew him, eh?
Yeah.
Can you think of any other interesting people of that time as far as men in this area? I can't offhand think of any, but I know there's lots of them.
Well.